Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Zayin Maseches Yevamos. It is the 819th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up on the bottom of Tezayin of Abayz with a fascinating discussion, and that is the teaching of Yehuda Meravasi that an Akum that does Kedushin Bizman Hazeh, that is involved with a Kedushin with a Jewish person, so then we have the following problem. We have to assume that even though we think the person is an Akum, maybe once Aseret Shvatim were mixed up, so then this person is actually the offspring of a Jew. And then in such a case, we have a problem of Mamzerus, because Rav Yehuda Meravasi is of the opinion that Akum Haba Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. The Gemara is going to struggle with this problem, and that is, how do we know that any Gentile today is not a descendant from the Aseres HaShvatim, which would create the above problem, that if he's from the Aseres HaShvatim, then in such a case, then even though we think he's a goy, he's really a mamzer, and his offspring would be a mamzer as well, and would not be that the Kedushin would not be tofes. Normally, the halach is that if a goy is Mekadesh Yisraelis, the Kedushin is not tofes. However, if she had relations with someone who has a din mamzer, so then in such a case, the offspring would be a mamzer as well. And therefore, we have this problem. How do we ever know that someone is an akum vis-a-vis the halachos of mamzeris? Maybe we have to be choshesh that his father was from the Aseres HaShvatim and his mother was a Gentile woman. So therefore, the Gemara is going to tell us a wild chidush that the Gemara says, Shasu Akum Gemurim, on 10 lines from the top on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara will finish that discussion about that where the Aseres HaShvatim were mixed up, we turn them into Akum Gemurim. And then Bezer Hashem, we're going to begin the second perek of Yevamos, which will be the topic of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, that we saw on Daf Beis Amid Beis. And that will take us through Yud Zayin Amid Beis, where we will get into the Gzeres HaKosuv in regards to Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo. We'll also talk about some of the halachos of Shomeres Yavam. We will get involved in more halachos of Zika. So let's Beis Hashem begin. Let's pick up a little bit where we had left off on yesterday's daf, three lines from the bottom, on Tezayin Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Meravasi, Akum Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh. If a Gentile does Kedushin today, Choshishin LeKedushin. In such a case, we have to be concerned that the Kedushin was valid with the Jewish woman. Shema Me'aser Shevatim Hu. Maybe the man comes, this Gentile man, is a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim. In other words, his father was from the Aseres HaShvatim, even if we know that his mother is a Goya. And then, in such a case, then we have to be Choshesh for two things. Number one is that the Kedushin is a valid Kedushin. Number two, as the Gemara is going to bring out on Amud Aleph, we have a Chshash of Mamzerus. Here, Rav Asi is teaching that there's a Chshash Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Vakol de parish meruba parish. The Gemara asks, but shouldn't we follow the rove? The majority of people are not from the Aseres HaShvatim. And since the majority of people are not from the Aseres HaShvatim, it should not be a problem. Answers the Gemara, Biduchta de Kabia. Yesterday when we finished the daf, we pointed out some machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn, but we'll follow now the pshat of Rashi. Rashi says, Biduchta de Kabia, B'nei Aseres HaShvatim, Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami. We have a rule that if something is permanent, so then it doesn't follow the regular ideas of bittul. Bittul means that if the majority of things assimilate the minority, you could follow the majority. However, over here, there is no assimilation because they sit in separate places that are kavua, and therefore it doesn't assimilate into the majority. V'heicha kavia, and over here, it's going to be kavua. How do we know that here it's kavua? Now the Gemara is going to bring its proof that when it comes to the Aseres HaShvatim, that they stayed in one place. According to Tosos, the proof is going to be that there these areas, the Aseres HaShvatim, were actually the majority. Damar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. The Pasuk in Melachim Yud Ches states as follows. Here, the first part of the Pasuk will also be helpful. The Torah, of course, is fantastic. Vayogel Melech Ashur Es Yisrael Ashura. So the Pasuk tells us in Melachim where the Aseres HaShvatim were exiled to. And Chazal Darshan where these places are. Chalach Zechilazon. V'chavur zu chadyov. Nahar gozon, zu ginza. Varimedo, zo chamadon v'chavroseha. All these different cities where they were located. So according to Rashi, we're saying that they were in a very specific place, and therefore it wasn't called a parish, move a parish, but rather kavua. While according to Tosos, they resided in the as the majority of those places. V'amrila, and some say Ari Madoi is Nahar v'chavroseh. Zohi Nahar v'chavroseh. Chavroseh, man, what does it mean? It's friends, it's city and it's friends. Amar Shmuel, what are these cities? Kruch Mushkai, Yichidkai, Vidumkai. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan taught, or Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'chulan Lifsal, and all of these places, the people there are possible, because we have to be choshesh that they come from the Aseres HaShvatim. Now the Gemara gives us a different approach by saying what happened when Rav Yehuda quoted this in front of Shmuel. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. When I told Shmuel this teaching of Rav Asi in front of Shmuel, Rashi tells us that Rav Asi had passed away, and Rav Yehuda repeated to Shmuel what he had heard from Rav Asi. Shmuel disagreed. Amarle, he said, Bincha haba minis Yisraelis kari bincha. This is a klal that is familiar to many of us, as you see that we have the aleph from the Ein Mishpat that the post can pass in this way. If you have a child that comes from a Gentile woman, that's your son, you Jewish male. The Ein Bincha, and you Jewish male, if you have a son, it's not considered your child, it's not considered your child at all. Explains Rashi. We said we tried to do the Rashis over here. Amar bincha habam Yisrael's kar bincha vein bincha habam in aves cham kar bincha ela bina. 7 lines into Rashi. The nafgalon, we learned this out from the pasuk kimi chi yisar yasir es bincha me'acharai. When your son will, God forbid, stray from you. Velo ksiv kisasir es bincha. The Torah describes that if your daughter is married to a Gentile, then they will, God forbid, cause your descendant, your grandson, to swerve. Why? Why do we see that? So Rashi is explaining that the Torah only says, Ki yasir es bincha me'acharai, that there is a man that is causing, and over here we understand bincha as being the grandchild, a man causing the grandchild to go astray. So, says Rashi, it must be that we're referring to the son-in-law Gentile causing your grandson to go astray. However, veloksiv kisasiris bincha, not the daughter-in-law Gentile causing the grandson to go astray. Alma lava bitalo sikach lebincha mahadir. It's not going back to the first part of the pasuk where the Torah HaKdosha tells us, veloschatim bam bitcha lisitin livno vitalo sikach livnecha. It's not talking about that. Dim kein hayilo lomer ki avodas kochavim tasir. That the woman, daughter-in-law, is going to cause your child to go away. Shmamina, it's coming to tell us, dinami yoledes ben la'avodas kochavim, that if there is a son that is born to a daughter-in-law, Gentile, lo bincha mikri, it's not called your son, velo karina beki sasar es bincha, hilkach ovde kochavim gmurim heim, for that reason, they're considered full-fledged Gentiles. Hence the drasha ve'ein bincha haba min avodas kochavim kari bincha ela bina. It's not considered your grandchild at all, only considered a Gentile, the daughter of this Gentile woman. Asks the Gemara, but there's daughters that, God forbid, are taken into captivity, Jewish women, and they have children from Gentile men. Va'amar Ravina, and Ravina taught, Shmamina ben bitcha haba min ha'akum, kari bincha. And Ravina teaches later on that the son of your daughter who had relations with an Akum is considered your son. Now the Kasha explains Rashi is the following. Let's take a look at Va'ika Banos. Va'ika Banos Shinishpu V'nasam Avdechon V'lidu Mehem V'am Ravina L'kamon Perek Sheni Ben Bitcha Abom Min Akum Kari Bincha is considered your son. D'chsiv Bitcha Losit En Levno Ki Yasar Is Bincha Me'acharai Midlok Siv Ki Sasir. That we also darshan that the Pasuk doesn't say that she led them astray. Shmamina. So what do we see? Da bitcha lo siten lebnokai. That's also going to back to the pasuk of your daughter marrying a Gentile boy. Vachikamer. And this is what's saying. Shemate lo ben v'yasrenu av me'acher v'kari le Bincha, it's considered your son, v'leichush l'kedushin, and you need to be choshesh for kedushin. The kasha of the Gemara is, fine, this is the way you're going to read the pasuk, but it is possible to have a daughter who married a guy, and there Ravina taught us, consistent with the drasha above, that they're going to be considered Jewish. So then we see you have to be choshesh for the Kedushin. The Gemara gives us a fascinating, heroic, and tragic answer to this question. Gemira, we have a tradition, Debanta Dahudara, that the daughters of Klal Yisrael that were forced to marry Gentiles, Itzteruye Itztaru, they closed up their uterus to prevent from them being able to become pregnant from Gentile men. The Masifta quotes three different explanations of how they did that. One explanation is of the Me'iri, that it just happened to them because of the pain of all the galus. There were awful murders in Eretz Yisrael and terrible, terrible things that took place during the Churban, and it caused them to become infertile. Another explanation is that they made themselves look ugly and disgusting, so that the goyim would not want to have relations with them. And the third pshat is that they drank a potion, which is referred to, we have in Chazal, of koshel ikarin, that made them impotent. Either way, or infertile to be more precise, either way, we have a tradition that these women did not have children. Hence, there's no fear that any of the goyim today come from the Aseres HaShvatim. Igad Amri, others suggest, Kemisa Kmei Dishmuel, Amalelo, Zazu Misham Acha Asu Akum Gemurim. Another explanation is, and this is the tremendous chidush, that they, referring to Bezdin of that generation, did not move from their place until they said, Lahalacha, all of the descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim are considered Goyim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Hosea says, Bashem Bogdu Kivonim Zorim Yuladu, and this Pasuk, according to the Karen Ora, that this was a sivui beruach hakodesh, that these people who are mixed amongst goyim, when we're talking about the earlier generations, that they do not have kedushas Yisrael. This pshat is quite difficult because at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us in Tzmura, Daf Tezayin, if I'm not mistaken, and other places, ein novi rashoi lechadesh davar. This Gemara actually, when Avreichim in the Kolel started to get a jump start on Yevamos. They got a good jump start. Before we even started Yevamos, they wanted Yud Zayin, and they had known that I learned a little bit of the first few Dapim in Yevamos Bi'iyun over the summer, so they called me over and asked me, what is the Pshat in this Gemara? Told them I had not gotten up to this Gemara. I now see this Karen Ora, but it's still quite difficult because Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadesh Tovar. This is known to be a difficult Gemara. Either way, we don't consider a goy today as a chshash from coming from the Aseres Shvatim. And this Gemara becomes a seminal Gemara in regards to halachos of Geirus bizman hazeh and kedushin with a goy. Yasser Rav Yosef achorei de Rav Kahana. Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Kahana. Yasser Rav Kahana kamei de Rav Yehuda. And Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda Yosef v'ka'amar. And he was teaching, in other words, Rav Yehuda was teaching, Asini Yisrael da Avdi Yom Teva. One day Bnei Yisrael are going to do a Yom Tov, Ki Charva Tarmod, because Tarmod is going to be destroyed. And we learned yesterday on the bottom of Tezayin Amin Aleph that Tarmod, we have to be choshesh that there are Mamzerim there. Asks the Gemara, V'achariv, but don't we know that already Tarmod was destroyed? He says the Gemara, Tomud Havoi. It's a place called Tamoi, Tomud, that was destroyed. Rav Ashi Amar, Hainu Tarmud, Hainu Tomud. Really, it was already destroyed because Tomud was destroyed. However, Achbuli Hudim Achbul Charev, Mehai Gisa, Osev Mehai Gisa. It needs to be destroyed twice, one from one side and one from another. Says the Gemara, Vichar Mehai Gisa, Osev Mehai Gisa. And if it was destroyed from one side, then it will be destroyed from another side. In order to get rid of Mamzerim. Yatsa Rav Hamnuna Kamei de Ula. Rav Hamnuna was sitting in front of Ula. The Kahavi Bishmaitza. And they were asking questions to him. Omar, Ula said to Rav Hamnuna, Ma Gavra u Ma Gavra. How special is this person, referring to Rav Hamnuna. Ilav da harpanya masi. He would be very choshuv, except he comes from a place, harpanya, where the people are not considered miyuchasim, Rashi explains. Ichsif, Rav Hamnuna was embarrassed. Amar le, Ula said him, kesef kagolta lecha yahavta. To who do you pay taxes? Amalei Fum Nahara, city of Fum Nahara. Amalei, so Ula said, Imkem Mhum Nahara Ata. Don't worry, you're not considered someone from Harpanya, you're considered from Fum Nahara. My Harpanya, what is this whole issue of Harpanya? Amra Bizera, Har Shakol Poinim Boy. It's a mountain that everybody turns to. Rashi explains, Shakol Poinim Sham, Kopsulim Shein Moitzim Isha Poinim Valchim Sham. Whoever is possible and Miyuchasim don't want to marry them, so then they turn over there. They find matches over there, because there are many psulim, presumably. Some say, Koshe Makir Mishpach Tov Shivto, Nifne L'Sham, whoever didn't know where his Mishpach or his Sheva was from, he went over there. Amarava, and for those who are stuck there, Vihi Amuka Mishaol, it's worse than Gehenim. Shenemar, because when it comes to Gehenim, the Pasuk in Hosea says, Miyad Shol Efta Eim, Eftaim, Mimaves Ego Aleim, that I will save them from death and destruction. Vihilu Posul Didu Leslu Takanta, but if someone becomes a Posul, that he is one of the Bnei Harpanya, Leslu Takanta, there is nothing that they could do, and they will always remain psulim. Where did the psul of Harpanya start? The Gemara spells out, psule da Harpanya, mishum psule de mishon. The psul of Harpanya was due to the psul of mishon, psule de mishon, mishum psule de tarmud. Psule de tarmud, mishum avde shlomo. It all starts with the avde shlomo that we described on the top of Tez Zayin Amibes, that married Benos Yisrael, and the children were psulim. And this is the thing that people say, Kaba Rabba the Kaba Zuta, a large measure of a kav or a small measure, which is also an efo, Migdar Va'azil, begins to grow, L'Sha'ol, when it goes to Sha'ol, U'Mish'ol L'Sarma U'Tarmad L'Meshan U'Mimeshan L'Arpanya, it begins to grow because the psulim begin to multiply. And it spreads all the way to Harpanya. It's interesting to note that according to this explanation of the Gemara, we paskin on the question of Avdei Shlomo, that Akum Abba Abbas Yisrael, which was the case of Avdei Shlomo as described by Rashi on the top of Tezayin Amud Beis, as being the child is considered a Yisrael and not a Mamzir. So what would come out then is one would have thought that we would be able to be makel even in Harpanya. See the Karen Ora at the end of this perek that is bothered by that question and says, nevertheless, there were other chshashos in regards to Harpanya. That leaves off, we leave off with a tzarachin on that question. Maybe there's another approach that the whole sugi is going according to Amand Amar of Akma Ba Bas Yisrael is a Mamzir, as assumed on the top of Tezayin Amabez, but Shmuel on our daf did not paskin that way. Hadron Allah Chomesh Asrei Nashim, Baruch Hashem, we finished the first perek, probably one of the hardest prakim in all of Shas, and we're ready to begin perek Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu. Lama Zok Deheleg Mishnah, on the bottom of Yudzayin Amarav, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Bo Lama. We had learned in our Mishnah that there are 15 arayos that are exempt from Yibum, and also prohibited to marry the Yava. And if they do, they're in violation of the prohibition of Eishes Achiv. And one of those examples of someone who does not do Yibum is Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olama. And that was a difficult case that we saw Rashi explained on Beis HaMebeis, and now finally the Tanoim themselves get to that instance. There are two brothers. We're going to use the names, of course, that appear in the Hod V'Hadar, and they are Reuven and Shimon, that are two brothers, and Shimon dies. V'nolad lohen ach. And then there was a third brother that was born to their father. In other words, after one of the brothers died, Levi is born. And after Levi is born, the simple reading of the Mishnah is after Levi is born. So then Reuven goes along and he does Yibum with Shimon because Shimon's wife had no children, and therefore Shimon died without children. Umes, and then he dies, then Shimon dies. So now the question is whether Levi does Yibum with the wife of, who was once the wife of Reuven, and then the wife of Shimon. The answer is she does not. Harishona Yotza Mishum Eshesachiv Shaloha Yibo Lama. There isn't Yibum that's done because it's considered a wife of a brother when Levi was not in the world. Let's take a look at all the Rashis. Kate said, Eshesachiv Shaloha Yibo Lama Poterest So Rasa. This is a case that not only does Levi not marry the Yavama, but he also, in this case, her name is Sarah. He also does not marry the Sarah, whose name is Rivka. V'no lehem ach, umatzaz kukali yavam, v'alav asur mishum eisesh achiv shelo hayibo lamo. There's going to be a prohibition of eisesh achiv shelo hayibo lamo. Ashniya, and the second wife, continues the Mishnah, mishum tsarasa. If there was a tsara to the second brother, then Levi cannot marry her as well. By the way, one ha'ara we're up to, the diagrams, Kuflam and Dalek, Kuflam and Hey, in the Hod V'Hodr, in the Masifta edition, we just mixed up Reuven and Shimon. I find that the Masifta is inconsistent, whether who dies first, whether Reuven dies first or Shimon dies first. But either way, what we said was entirely correct. Just at times, it could be Reuven and Shimon need to be interchanged. What we said was Baruch Hashem consistent, but might be interchanged in the diagram. Asa b'mamar. What happens if the brother, the first Yavam, in the way we described it, he was Reuven, he did mamar, umes, and then he dies. Now certainly Levi is not going to be able to marry Sarah because she's Eishes Achiv Shaloha Yibo Lama. However, there is another question in regards to whether Levi could now do Yibum with Sarah's Sarah, and that is Rivka. Then Shnia Choletzes V'lo Misyavemes. When it comes to the Tzara, then she's not entirely exempt. Says Rashi, let's take a look, last two Rashi of the Mishnah. Asa Baza Shemes Maimer V'lo Hispik L'Konsa Ad Shemes. Then the second brother died. Shnia Choletzes, the second one, Yudu Chalitza V'lo Miftura Mishum Tzaras Erva D'Lav Tzaras Amamashi. She never became Rivka, the Tzara, who was married to Reuven, never became a full-fledged Tzara with Sarah. And since she never became a full-fledged Tzara with Sarah, so then we're stuck in a quandary. There was a Dinder Abanan of Mamar. Mamar means he commits, he says in word that he's going to do Yibum, but they don't actually do it. So then the halacha would be that Levi does Chalitza with Rivka, Velomis Yavemis, he doesn't do Yibum, the Amr Konim Mikzas, because it's still a partial kinyan, Vavi Tzaras Erva, but Mikzas Derabbanan, and Rivka is a Tzaras Erva with a partial Derabbanan. Mark continues three lines of Manu Yazayinim and Alf Amr of Nachman, Mandatani Rishona Lo Mishtabish, Mandatani Shnia Lo Mishtabish. Here, Rav Nachman is referring to two different girsos. Says Rashi, Mandatani Rishona, Mandikara La Rishona, Lahakshanaf Lefne Levi. The one who refers to the Rishona as falling to Levi shnei pa'amim, that she fell to Levi twice, that's not incorrect because she did fall twice. Sarah fell twice to Levi, once when Reuven died and the other when Shimon died. Uman dekar la shnia, and the one who says that Rivka the Tzara goes out of Eishesach Shaloyah Lamo, and the Rishona is going out because of Tzarasa, also did not make a mistake. Explains Rav Nachman, Manditani Rishona lo bishtabish, the one who says that the first one fell twice did not make a mistake. My Rishona, what does it mean that she's the Rishona? Rishona l'nefila. What does that mean? Says Rashi on top of the Talmud, Shenafla Rishona li'ibum, she fell to Yibum first, Sarah did, Kodemes Lazo Bipam Rishona. So the Rishona makes sense to refer to her as falling to Yibum. Uman detani Shnia. And the one who says that Sarah is the Shnia, Lo Mishtabish, that's not an error as well. My Shnia, why is she referred to as a second one? Shnia li l'nisuin. She is the second one for nisuin. Because, according to Rav Nachman, when Sarah married the brother for Yibum, doing Yibum after her death, after the death of the first husband, that man was already married. In our case, we called him Reuven. Reuven was already married to Rivka. Asks the Gemara, is that the case? Milo askinan. Aren't we not talking the Yibim, that first Reuven did Yibum with Sarah v'achakakines, and then he married Rivka? Therefore, the Gemara finds this pshat difficult. Elamai shnia, then why would we refer to Sarah, the wife of Shimon, who was the first brother that passed away, as the shnia? Shnia b'nisuin eishas achiv shelo ayah ba'olama. Or some put a period right before eishas achiv shelo ayah ba'olama. Shnia b'nisuin, that she was the second one for doing marriage. What does that mean? That she married twice. She was married to Reuven and Shimon. So the Gemara with Rav Nachman is really going through a technicality, whether we refer to Sarah as we do in our Mishnah as the Rishona. That's how we have it. We're analyzing the fourth line of the Mishnah. HaRishona Yotzes Mishum Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo. Whether we refer to Sarah as a Rishona or as a Shnia. Now the Gemara gets into something fundamental. Five lines on the top. Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo Heichik Sivu. Where do we learn this halacha of Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, that there is a Ptur Erva and Levi does not marry her? Where is that written? Amar Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says, we learn from the following pasuk. Rashi quoted this all the way in the beginning of our Masechta on Daf Beis and Beis. Amar Krak Yeshvu Achim Yachtav. Shehoysa Lahem Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam. It needs to be that the mitzvah of Yibum is when there were brothers that were sitting together. Prat, what does that come to exclude? Leishes Achiv Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, that Levi was born after Reuven had passed away. The Gemara elaborates on this point by bringing it out in another halacha. Yachtav miyuchadim benachla, that they were together for inheritance, prat, la'achiv min ha'ein. And there's another halacha, and that is that we learn from Yachtav that they're ro'ui, that they can yarshin each other if they are brothers from the father. However, if they are brothers from a mother, then they don't yarshin. So we have, according to Rav Yehuda Merav, a double drush of Yachtav. Number one, Aishas Akshalai B'Olamo does not have Yibum. Number two is there is no Yerusha. And once there is no Alach of Yerusha, then there is also no mitzvah of Yibum. We saw this in the first parak as well, that Achiv Min Ha'em, there is no mitzvah of Yerusha. Rabba Omar, Rabba says this idea that needs to be Achim Min Ha'av, we learn out from another source. Achim Min Ha'av, Yalef Achva Achva Mibnei Yankiv. Ma Lahalon Min Ha'av Lo Min Ha'em. Just like when it came to Bnei Yaakov, Yaakov had four wives, and they're considered brothers due to the fact that they're from the father and not from the mother. Afkam min ha'av lo min ha'em. So too over here, when it comes to halachas of Yibum and Yerusha, it's achim min ha'av. Asks the Gemara, v'leilif achva achva me'arayos. Why don't we learn out from the halacha of arayos? We are there, says Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi di Ramaskel me'arayos. Ervas Isha, says Rashi, seven lines into the narrow. Erves Isha Sachicha, the erva of your brother's wife, the Kaimel and the Kaman, and we paskin on Nunhei Yivamis, tafilu Achicha mina aim, velo mina. The Gemara will learn out on Nunhei that it applies even to your brother's wife, who's your brother from your mother. So the Gemara says, Donim Achim Ach Me'achim Ve'ein Donim Achim Me'achecha. We learn out Achim Achim, and not there it says Ervash Eshes Achicha. And that we don't learn out. Mainaf Kemina says the Gemara, of what significance does the change of Achicha and Achim have? Hatan Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught us, V'shav HaKoyin U'ba'koyin, Zui Shiva, V'zuhi Bia. In regards to Halachos, in regards to Negoyim, it talks about the Koyin coming and the Koyin leaving. Even though the words shav uba are not these exact same words. So we should be able to learn out exer shava. It's more similar, the words achicha and achim, than shav uba, that teach us halachos in regards to if the nega spread and other halachos that we equate those to psukim. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, when will we make Shava even though it's relatively similar, despite the fact that it's not identical? Hani Mili Hecha Deleka Midi Dedamile. If there is no other pasuk to equate it to, so then we would equate Veshav to Uba. Aval Hecha Dika Midi Dedamile. But if it says Mamish Achim, the exact same words, so we would equate those halachas of Achim, Achim Mina Av, Lo Mina Aim, Midi Damile, to equate to something that is not similar. Mididami le yalfinan, and we'll learn those out from each other. Asks the Gemara, so how do we learn out specifically achim achim from the father and not from the mother? I can learn another xerishava. Velelef achva achva milot. We also see that Lot is referred to as a brother. Dichsiv ki anoshim achim anachnu. That Lot is referred to as a brother. Now, in the case of Lot, he was the son of Avram's brother. So maybe understand Achva in that type of way, a nephew. Says the Gemara, Mistab Rabbi Bnei Yaakov, Havilei Mef. It makes more sense to learn out from Bnei Yaakov. Mishum Difni. The Pasuk by Bnei Yaakov is superfluous when it says Achim. The pasuk that we're playing with by Bnei Yaakov is in Bereishis, where the brothers describe themselves to Yosef as Shneim Osar Anachnu Achim Bnei Avinu. In Bereishis, Membeis Lamebeis. So that word, Bnei Achim, is superfluous. They could have just said, explains the Gemara, Midahavel el Michtav Shneim Osar Avadecha Bnei Avinu. Uksiv Achim. Why does it say Achim? Shmamino Lafnuye, to leave us open that Ach. In brotherhood, for Yerusha and Yibum, it's described as being brothers from the father, even if not brothers from the mother. V'itzrich l'michtav achim, v'itzrich l'michtav yachtav. And the pasuk, when it comes to Yibum, says, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, we need to have both of those psukim. Dikas rachmana achim, hava mina lelef achva achva milot. If I just said achim, we would have thought to learn out from Lot, because there it also says, ki anoshim achim anachnu. V'chi teima, lo mifni. And if you're going to say that the pasuk is not superfluous, and that's the reason that we don't use it, learn from Lot. Laya, that's not true. Afni mifni, it is superfluous. Demidahavile limichtav reim. It doesn't need to say anoshim achim anachnu by Lot. It should say reim. Uksiv achim. Yet it says achim. Shmamino lafnuye. So we would have thought that, so therefore we need to have another pasuk of Yachtav. Kas Rachman Yachtav Hamiuchadim Benachla, those who share the halachos of Nachla. And those are brothers from a father and not brothers from a mother. Vikas Rachman Yachtav, and if it would only said Yachtav, Avamini Dimiyachdi Ba'aba Ubi'ima, that they are together in both they share a father and a mother, Tzricha. So therefore we need both Psukim, to tell us that Achim, like Bnei Yaakov, as long as they're brothers from the other, that's enough. Analyzes the Gemara, Vaha Mehechi Tesi, how do you know you learn out from the Gzeira Shava to tell us that you don't need to be brothers from both the mother and the father, but we would never have thought that way. Yibum Binachla Tala Rachmana. Yibum is dependent on Nachla. How do we know that? Because the Gemara later on, Chav Dalid Amid Aleph, is going to say that we equate the halachos of Nachla with Yibum. V'nachla min av lo min ha'im. And we already know that Nachla comes from brotherhood from the father and not the mother. And so the Gemara, Itzroch, Salka Daita Chaminu Hol V'chidushu Dikam Mishtari Erva Gavei. Since Yibum is a chidush, that we're allowing marriage with Eishas Ach, Eima ad miyachti ba'abu v'ima, maybe it requires both brotherhood from the father and the mara, tzricha. So we need both cases. We need both psukim, the word achim and the word yachtav from kieshva achim yachtav, to tell us the halacha of yibum with two brothers from the father. The next part of the daf begins with the details of the halachas of zika, and that is an entirely new topic. We are going to stop over here in Be'ezer Hashem on tomorrow's daf, start a little bit back on Yud Zayin Amid Beis with Amar Avun Amar Rav. It'll be a daf in regards to Zika. Let us review Be'ezer Hashem today's daf. Today's daf we saw in regards to the halachos of Giur and whether we have to be concerned. The Maskanas HaGemari is we don't, on Yudzayin Omer Aleph, that a Gentile today comes from the Aseres HaShvatim. One of two possibilities of why we don't have to be concerned that a Gentile comes from the Aseres HaShvatim. The tremendous chiddush of the Ikud Amri of the Gemara is that they turned the descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim into Goyim Gmurim. Or one could suggest that the Jewish women who were taken into captivity never had children, that we have to be concerned that their children were Jewish, and that is two nafkaminas. Number one, according to some, if there's an akuma ba'abas Yisrael, the child is a mamzer. The Gemara points out we don't pask in that way. We learned on the top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, the Shita Shmuel, an important halacha of akuma ba'abas al Yisrael, this is Kari Bincha, Vein Bincha, Haba min Avodas Chachavim, Kari Bincha, that was Shmuel's halacha. And the other nafkamina was the discussion of whether an akum shekidesh bizman hazeh on the bottom of tezayin amabez, whether we have to be concerned of the kedushin because of they're from the Aseres HaShvatim, and according to the Maskanas HaGemara, we do not have to be concerned about that. On Yudzayin Amad Aleph, we began the second perek, which talks about Eishes Achim Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo, and the Gemara described Eishes Achim Shelo Hayu Ba'olamo. The Gemara dealt with the technicality. What does the Mishnah mean when he says Harishona? What exactly is that case? And finally, the Gemara gives us the source that Eishes Achiv is defined by one's brother from one's father, not one's mother. The Gemara tells us, makes reference to a Gemara Chav Dalet Amud Aleph that says that the halacha of Yibum is the same halacha as Nachla. It's defined by the father and not by the Gemara mother. The Gemara points out that there are other halachos that are different, that we don't make the Gzeirah Shavah with those halachos. For example, when it comes to Issur HaRayos, a brother is considered a brother whether he's a brother from your mother or from your father, which is a nafkamina that the Gemara Nun Hei is going to tell us, that one is not allowed to marry one's brother's wife, even if he's only related to you from your mother. He's your brother, half-brother from your mother and not your father. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, it only applies to a brother from one's father. And the Gemara learns out from Gzeirah Shavah, fascinating limud from the Bnei Yaakov, Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu, as well as from the word Yachdav, from the halacha of Nachla. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Yevamos.